This weekend, tensions are subsiding in Latin America after the presidents of Colombia, Ecuador, and Venezuela agreed to end a border dispute. There had been talk of war after Colombian forces crossed the border into Ecuador last Saturday to hunt down members of the Colombian guerrilla group known as the FARC. The Colombian troops killed 24 people, including a rebel commander. Ecuador demanded an apology for the border incursion. Venezuela leaped into the fray and massed troops on its border with Colombia. And one of the diplomats who negotiated an end to the confrontation is Osmar Chofi. He's Brazil's ambassador to the Organization of American States and joins me now in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being here. You're just back from a regional summit in the Dominican Republic, and at that summit, these three countries, the leaders, shook hands somewhat stiffly or perhaps with more excitement, you tell me, and agreed to resolve the dispute.
I think really that what happened in Santo Domingo is very, very important. The first important steps is that Colombia and Ecuador agreed on the resolution that was adopted by the OAS on Tuesday. And they agreed on many things. The first thing that they agreed, and Colombia accepted again the fact that they had made an incursion, unauthorized incursion, on Ecuadorian territory. That's the first thing. And the very important thing that is said also in the resolution, there is a recognition that this irregular group of the FARC was clandestinely encamped in Ecuadorian territory. So this admission is already a step towards overcoming the problem, but we must have more than that.
Colombia apologized and said that it would never again send troops over the border into Ecuador, but I understand that Ecuador is not going to restore diplomatic relations right away. Is that a sort of punishment?
No, I don't think so. You know that this was a very, it was a serious episode in the bilateral relations. You know that one of the main principles enshrined in the charter of the OAS is national sovereignty and the principle of inviolability. So it is normal in a situation like that we must have a pause so that things can settle a bit down. And then I'm sure that they will reestablish relations in due time.
Ambassador Chofi, would you explain to us why violating borders is so important in Latin America? I think many Americans would say that given the terrible things that the FARC rebels have done over the years, the kidnappings, the killings, we hear about them all the time, that Colombia has a right to pursue them.
Well, for many reasons. The first reason is that we fortunately left behind many territorial controversies that we had in the past in our region. So this is important for the stability, political stability of the region. And then you have to evaluate and analyze what was our history since the 19th century. And also, we have to remember that the region was prone in the 19th century and sometimes in the 20th century to some episodes of foreign intervention. And that's something that we want to leave behind. That's why Article 21 of the Charter regarding sovereignty and territorial integrity is so very important for Latin American countries and I think for all countries in the Americas.
Well, let me put it this way. You talked about the Charter and respecting sovereignty. But is it a greater affront to Ecuador to have Colombian troops cross than to have FARC rebels cross the frontier and set up bases in Ecuador?
The problem is that there is a difference between the international responsibility of states, which are obliged to the commitments they adhere to, and something that irregular forces do. I'm not trying to justify. As I mentioned before, I think that territorial integrity and sovereignty must be respected by all parties.
But doesn't that allow the irregulars, as you call them, to set up camps for decades with something like impunity?
Well, let me say something. This is a very faraway region in both countries. It's the question of the control of territory in South America, especially in the hinterland of South America. And I, as a Brazilian, know very much what I'm saying. Is that there are some faraway regions. You cannot, and you know very well how it is very difficult to protect every inch of your border.
Osmar Chofi is Brazil's ambassador to the Organization of American States. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for the opportunity.